Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome indeed to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Thanks for joining me this chilly, snowy Saturday morning. It's April what today? It's Earth Day. It's April 22nd. Happy Earth Day, everybody. Want to get that in there as we get the show underway here. This is the show where you call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. Also, we'll talk about some news and notes, calendar of events coming up here in the greater central Wisconsin area. Anything else you want to chat about, that is Over the Back Fence. That is the show you're listening to right now. And in that spirit, let's grab a phone call right away. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have 3 pair of ladies size 14 short or petite jeans in excellent condition. One pair is, a lot of people used to like them. They're called Not Your Daughter's Jeans, and one's Gloria Vanderbilt, and the other's St. John's Bay. But all 3 pair are in excellent condition, size 14 short or petite, and I just want $20 for all 3 pair.
All right. And what's your phone number?
715-886-4677. 886-4677. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the call. Got some ladies' jeans for sale here. If you're looking for something like that, good, very good quality, in good shape, 886-4677. 886-4677. That is how it is done, ladies and gentlemen. Easy as pie. Call in 424-2600, just like her, and you can get your stuff over the airwaves here. See if anyone is out there that would like to buy. If you're looking for something, that is also what this show is about. We're going over the back fence. That's what this show, it's a kind of a trader kind of show. It's, you know, I just realized it's a throwback show, you know, what with the internet, of course, these days. Craigslist and eBay and Facebook and all these other places where you can buy things from each other, trading and that sort of thing. We still are on the airwaves every week here from 11 to 12, being able to do it this way, the old-fashioned way. I like that. So let's keep it going, 424-2600. Get your calls in. While we're waiting for your calls here, we've got a lot of stuff we can go over. First of all, big shout-out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. They are located at 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Their phone number, 715-424-4101. 424-4101 is the number to call if you're looking for insurance needs, health insurance, life insurance, personal insurance, Medicare questions. They are able to help you, no cost consultation. Give them a call at that number, 424-4104, or you can go to their website and sign up there, jca-insurance.com, jca-insurance.com. Thanks so much to Jeff Clark & Associates for sponsoring Over the Back Fence. We do appreciate them very much. As we're waiting for more phone calls here, let's go ahead and get into our programming stuff that's coming up here. So we got something a little bit different happening today on WFHR. So at noon, when this show ends, you're just going to hear the first half of the Charlie Barron's Cripes cast. Because at 12:30, we got football. Yeah. It's hilarious to me that we've got snow happening today and we've got football. What happened to summer? We're all in the fall already. The Badgers are playing their spring football game. We're going to be broadcasting that live starting at 12:30 today, so tune in for that. Get a football fix here as we're going through the playoffs of the NHL, the NBA. Baseball season is in full swing, so to speak. But if you're craving a little football, listen to the Badgers do their spring game today starting at 12:30. Looking ahead to tomorrow, broadcast on WFHR, some of our local shows going on. If you missed the Sunshine Polka Show this morning at 7 a.m., you can check it out tomorrow at 1 p.m. Tim's show is always great fun. So go ahead and check that out tomorrow at 1. It'll be a great way to kick off your afternoon. Then starting at 6, going till 8 on Sunday, of course, Seth Faces the Music. That's my show, being my name being Seth. And this week, we are looking at songs about Monday. Yes, yes, I know. Everyone, not everyone, but Monday, kind of a malign day, you know, and after the weekend and all that stuff. Well, I'm going to try to redeem Monday with all these great songs that are about that very day. So tune in, 6 to 8, learn about the good things about Monday. Okay, there's some bad songs in there too, but learn about the good things on Monday, about Monday. And then after that, from 8 to 9, we've got a little bit different director's cut coming up this weekend. We were asked by Connie, our good friend over at Friends of Rapids Music, and Rick Humphreys, a poet we've had on the show before, about suicide prevention, signs, everything related to suicide. If you're interested in that topic, we brought in Rick, not only Rick, who has been an advocate for many, many years, over 20 years, for suicide prevention. He's kind of the guy that was the driving force on this. He also brought with him David Strong from the Wood County Health Department, who specializes in suicide prevention. We hear their stories. They are touched very personally by suicide. And to be fair, just about everyone I can think of that I know has been touched in some way by suicide. A very important conversation. We were very happy that both Rick and David joined us. We do appreciate their time talking about a tough subject. But it's a very open and frank discussion, and we do encourage you to check that out. 8 to 9 tomorrow on Director's Cut. All right. Well, that's what's happening here. I do want to give a shout-out to everybody who tuned in on Thursday at WIRI 105.5 West Country, our sister station, to listen to my new show, Trail Tunes. I had such a blast putting it together. I hope you were able to catch it. 7 to 8 every Thursday. Go ahead and check it out. I did not mention during the show this Thursday, because it never even crossed my mind, I'm looking for requests. It's a show. I want requests for Trail Tunes. If there's a cowboy song, a western song, a south of the border song that you like, send an email to me, seth@civicmedia.us. That's right. You just need to type in my first name, seth@civicmedia.us, and I will get the email. Send the name of the tune. And because a lot of these songs have been performed by so many different artists, go ahead and put the artist of your choice in there as well. It'll be great. It'll be great help to me so I can find the song to make sure I can get it in there. And of course, I will mention your name, and if you have any dedications to someone who's special to you, or for whatever reason, get it to me. I'm excited. I want to do your requests on that show. So go ahead and email seth@civicmedia.us. I will get your requests in as best I can. If I can find the song, I will put it in there, and I will give credit to you on the air. It's going to be a lot of fun moving forward. I can't wait. I just want to let everyone know we got some more interesting programming coming up on WIRI. From our group here, we got some more music shows coming up that are in the works. So stay tuned for that. We're trying to do something a little different with WIRI right now. So we've got the shows there. We've got shows here, all local content that we love to share with our great, great listeners here in Central Wisconsin. Right now, I want to hear from you directly, 424-2600. If you're looking, like I said, to buy or sell items or anything else you want to talk about, that's what this show is all about. The water cooler on the air, if you will. I want to remind everyone that going on for just a couple more weeks, it's going to end next week. Next Saturday is the last day of the Winter's Farmers Market at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. Head on over there to see if you can see who's still the last person standing. It's been great. We have enjoyed it so much. We're looking forward to doing it next year at the Moravian Church. A lot of great feedback from the vendors, from people, and it's been very exciting. So it's been a great for first year for that, but still a couple of days left. You can still go ahead and get on in on the Winter Farmers Market, because it's going to be a little bit before the Summer Farmers Market starts this year. There's going to be a decent sized gap, so get your fill while you can until the end of April. All right. I think this is a good time to take our first break of the show. When we come back, we're going to get into our mailbag items. We're going to look at our news and notes. calendar of events, and of course, more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is that number to get on Over the Back Fence here on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, everybody. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Happy Earth Day, everyone. In a little bit, we're going to be talking about some events going on in honor of Earth Day in the area here. That's going to be a lot of fun, so stay tuned for that. And we'll also be getting into our mailbag items, our news and notes, other kinds of things that you expect on Over the Back Fence. But first, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Morning. Yes, I have a keyboard for sale here. It's 88 keys, full-size keyboard, on a stand and everything. I bought it about 3.5 years ago when Heidi Music was going out of business. I paid $400 for it. I used it a little bit. I'm not very good at it. I've tried. So I'm going to sell it for $50 today. And my phone number is 715-423-3800.
423-3800.
Excuse me, it's 421-3800.
Oh, 421. All right. Very good. All right. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you much.
All right. Have a great weekend. Keyboard for sale, electric keyboard. Interested in that? 421-3800. That's 421-3800. All right. Let's keep it rolling here. Another phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence. Oh, oops. Did I get him there? Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I have for sale an older New Home treadle sewing machine for $75, a wooden rocker for $15, and a Razor three-wheeled scooter for a child with handbrakes for $35.
And your phone number?
384-8151.
384-8151.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Got a couple items for sale here. A sewing machine, a wooden rocker, a three-wheeled scooter for kids. Lots of interesting items there. 384-8151. 384-8151. The number to call for that. All right. Let's grab another phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, good morning, Seth. I have for sale, I got a pile of used vinyl siding, probably enough to do a two-stall garage. And its color still available at Nards. If you need to buy special pieces, you can still get accessories for it for $50. Then also I have kind of a unique item. It's from a printing shop, a graphic arts table. It lights up from underneath. It's called a light table.
Hmm.
And it's it was used in laying out the printing plates back in the day. I'd like $200 for that.
Okay.
715-819-3422. They can call or text.
Okay. 819-3422.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. We've got some siding for sale. We've also got an interesting design table that lights up. That sounds really cool. 819-3422, 819-3422. Either call or text. He can get them either way. All right, loving this. Lots of phone calls coming in right now. Let's take another one. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes. Several months ago when a big windstorm came through, I lost a lot of branches from my white pine, and I've trimmed off the sides of it, so what I've got left is a bunch of logs. They're anywhere from 5 to 6 inches in diameter and several lengths. I'd like to give them away to somebody who can use them.
Okay.
715-423-3396. If no answer, please leave a message.
423-3396.
Correct.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Some logs to do with what you will. 423-3396. 423-3396. And that is, you can leave a message. If he doesn't answer, you can go ahead and leave a message for that. All right. Keep on rolling. Another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We'll give it one more try.
Okay.
I'm still looking to buy a firearm, a gun. My hobby is restoring them. I'm not a gunsmith or anything, but I need a project. You can give me a call at 715-315-8115. You can either call or text.
All right. Sounds good. 315-8115, the number to call or text.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. He's still looking for a firearm. If you can help him out with that, he likes to restore them. Call or text 315-8115, 315-8115, the number to call for that. Wow. Thank you, everyone. That was wonderful getting all those calls in there. Do appreciate it. Keep them coming. 424-2600 is the number to call. As I get into this information here, news and notes, calendar events, all of that stuff, please feel free to call in while I'm doing that. I will finish reading what's in front of me and get to your call as soon as I possibly can. So we don't have anything in our mailbag today, but just I want to remind everyone, it's still there. You can get us that information. You can email me personally, Seth at civicmedia.us. That's Seth at civicmedia.us. You can also go ahead and email info at WFHR.com, OTBF at WFHR.com. Still getting those emails as well. And you can get all your mailbag information there. You can drop it off in person here, 1690 2nd Avenue South on the roundabout. Come on in from 9 to 4. Those are our regular business hours from Monday through Friday. You can drop them off that way. All right, before I get into our news and notes, let's grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I'd like to buy red mill felt that comes off the paper machine. I will be using that for my camper. If anybody has any that they want to get rid of, you can give me a call at 715-213-0660.
213-0660.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the call. If you can help him out with that, 213-0660, 213-0660, the number to call. All right. So there's a couple of things I want to get into here. Stuff that's coming up that's been resolutions passed by the Wisconsin Rapids City Council and the mayor. Do want to let everyone know that once again this year, the city will be participating in No Mow May once again. All throughout the month of May. Participation in No Mow May is voluntary and free of charge. City residents and property owners who are interested in participating may do so without registering. You don't have to do that. Each City of Wisconsin property is eligible to receive one free yard sign. So if you are wanting to do it, you can get a free sign. But they also have a limited number of yard signs available. Please keep, and they ask that you do keep those signs for the future projects, because of course we did it last year, looking ahead to do it this year as well. Additional yard signs can be purchased for $10 each. You can pick those up at the mayor's office at on the third floor of City Hall, 444 West Grand Avenue, between 8 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, what's the reason? Why do we do No Mow May? The goal of No Mow May is to provide early season forage for native pollinators by reducing our mowing intensity during a month when foraging resources are limited. Allowing lawns to grow longer without treating them with chemical pesticides or herbicides leads to an increase in the number and types of native plants, which are a great source of food for pollinators such as bees and butterflies. Additionally, it provides important insect habitats for those who are still in diapause, which is a type of hibernation, in early spring. Weed growth in May is particularly important because many other spring blooms have not yet emerged. So there's a very important reason why we are doing this in Wisconsin Rapids. We know over recent years we have found out how important the pollinators are for the cycle of agriculture, of horticulture. So important. This is to encourage their growth, to get them out there, to do their job, to do what they're made for, is to pollinate. And that's very, very important. So if you're interested, you can participate. It's by no means mandatory. This is purely voluntary if you are interested to participate in No Mow May this year. All right, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. Say, for sale, two beautiful patio furniture.
Mm-hmm.
They're in excellent condition. They were purchased at the pool people. And I have them for sale. And then a charbroil small grill for sale. all in excellent shape. My number is 715-421-1188.
421-1188.
1188, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great day now. I got some patio furniture rockers for sale, plus a char grill getting ready for... I know, today it's snowing. It doesn't seem like it. At least it's not snowing hard right now. But we know the good weather is just around the corner. This is a great way to set up your patio. Get it all ready for you if you want either of those items. 421-1188, 421-1188, the number to call. All right, continuing on here, let's grab another phone call. Good morning, you're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, see, I have an 8-foot slide-in truck camper. It comes with the jacks, and you take it off the truck. It's one where you sleep out over the cab. It's in pretty decent shape with no leaks or stains in the ceiling. It's an older model. I'm not asking a whole lot for it. And then I also have for sale a 40-foot hay and grain elevator. It's got the transport wheels and the winch to lift it up and lower, electric motor on there. And my number is 715-652-6641, and I thank you.
652-6641, the number to call there. Thanks so much for the phone call. Got a sliding camper, got a mobile elevator, hay and grain elevator for sale. If you're interested in either one of those, 652-6641, 652-6641, the number to call for that. All right, moving on here, we also have another very interesting piece of news that we got this week. This is from the Office of the Mayor. Arbor Day Foundation names Wisconsin Rapids a Tree City USA. How cool is that? For 2022, we were Tree City USA by the Arbor Day Foundation in honor of its dedication to urban forestry. We have Rapids achieved Tree City USA recognition by meeting the program's 4 requirements: maintaining a tree board or department, having a tree care ordinance, dedicating an annual community forestry budget of at least $2 per capita, and hosting an Arbor Day observance and proclamation. The Tree City USA program is sponsored by the Arbor Day Foundation in partnership with the U.S. Forest Service and the National Association of State Foresters. Very cool. Looking forward to Arbor Day this year and get out there and plant some trees, which is not only, I mean, it's fun. It's fun to plant trees. It's always a treat. But also how important it is. We know how important trees are around here, not only for beautification, but of course for breathing. We love trees for that as well. All right, let's go ahead and grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I live in the village of Auburndale. I got a kid's bed in good shape, new mattress for $125. It fits little kids or big kids. It's 6.5 feet long.
Okay.
And then it's 18 inches off the ground with a new mattress, 8-inch mattress, not foam. And I'm asking $125 for that. And I got a comforter, 2 pillows, sheets that go with it. And they're in blue.
All right.
Then I also have a shelf, just like new, very seldom used. It's adjustable. You got 4 or 5 shelves. You can peg it wherever you want for the height. And I'm asking $25 for that. And I'm right in the village on Main Street, so it's easy to find. If interested, give me a call at 715-660-8066.
660-8066. All right. Thanks so much for the phone call. Have a great weekend out there. Got a kid's bed for sale with all of the trimmings that comes along with that, plus a shelf, a shelving unit there for sale as well. 660-8066, 660-8066, if you're interested in those. So give them a call and find out how much that is and where to pick them up. All right, let's go ahead and continue on here. We got a note from our friends at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. The notice of parks opening, we've got this coming up, so we'll want to talk about that. The Dexter North and South Wood County Park campgrounds and park areas will open for the season on Friday, April 28th at 8 a.m. This is coming Friday. Just a reminder, camping reservations are required. Log into their online reservation system for site availability and to make your reservation. The reservation site also allows you to reserve shelter buildings and purchase park passes for disc golf, boat landings, and the single-track bike trails. Beaches officially open on Memorial Day, so that's coming up as well. Reminder, please keep your dogs on a leash at all times within Wood County Parks, and owners are responsible to clean up after them. Remember that. For more information, there's a lot of different ways you can reach out to the Parks and Forestry Department. You can call them 715-421-8422. You can email parks at woodcountywy.gov. Go to their website, woodcountywy.gov/department/parks. Or you can go to Facebook and not only to see what's going on, but you can also message them that way as well. Woodco Wisc Parks Forestry. Woodco Wisc Parks Forestry, type that into your search bar, and you will be able to find that. So that's good news, another indication that summer is just around the corner. Cannot wait. Let us take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, excuse me. I have for sale a new Wave oven. It's still in the box, new, and I'd like $20 for it. My phone number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Have a great weekend. Oven still in the box, ready to go. 991-0242. 991-0242, the number to call for that. Keep the calls coming, everyone. I'm enjoying this so far. It's been great. With the warm weather come the phone calls, and I am very happy about that. 1 week left, everyone, for the book drive from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Get those books in for the great book giveaway coming up in June. This is where they collect their books. You can drop off books or cash donations at the United Way office, 351 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It's time to donate those new or gently used children's books. The biggest need are baby board books and easy readers. Books will be distributed, like I said, during the great book giveaway, June 6th through the 13th, in Adams Friendship, Nakusa, Port Edwards, Rome, Rudolph Vesper, and Wisconsin Rapids. That's right, all the area that they serve here, the United Way does. If you want some more information, of course, you can always call them, 421-0390. Dial 211 for more information, or you can visit their website, uwswac.org. So there's a few things we want to highlight happening today because of Earth Day. We, of course, talked about this earlier this week. Going on right now, it's a drug take-back day throughout the central Wisconsin area. And these are still going on. I'll give you the ones that are continuing to go on here. So we've got the Walmart in Marshfield. That is continuing until 2 o'clock today. It's going on right now. The Pittsfield Police Department, that one's going on till noon. Only got a short time period for that. The Rome Police Department till 2 as well today. So that's going on right now. The Port Edwards Fire Department till 1 today. So you still got a little time there. And then here in Rapids at the Pick and Save until 2 o'clock. These are all hosted by local law enforcement agencies. This is to make sure that these are disposed of properly. And we do appreciate what they do. For that, these drug take-back events are organized in partnership with Healthy People, Wood County, Impact, and Marshfield Area Coalition for Youth. If you have any other questions about this or when coming up again or whenever, other ways you can help, 421-8923, 421-8923, as this take-back day continues today. So if you still haven't done so and you have some in need for it, you can still have a chance to do it. The McMillan Library has been doing lots of great Earth Day-themed things all week long, and that's going to culminate today at 1:30 at the McMillan Library Fine Arts Center. They're going to be viewing a documentary called The Biggest Little Farm, an award-winning documentary that shows the complexity of nature and the challenge of farming within a reawakening ecosystem. Fascinating. It's rated PG for your information on that, but that's happening today at the McMillan Library, the Fine Arts Center, 1:30 p.m. Today on Earth Day. Something else that we've been talking about this week, and we're very excited to get people ready for it because it's happening today. It's finally here. The First Congregational Church presents a special Earth Day program featuring Eco-EV apparel, and that's from 2 to 4 today. The church is located at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. It features EcoEV apparel, which is endangered animal-inspired clothing. It's made from 100% recycled water bottles. How cool is that? It is created by Evie, a 12-year-old autistic girl. Awesome. So great. There's going to be a lot of activities involved with this, not just the fashion show, but there's also going to be autism awareness speaker, a fashion show, like I said, kids activities, goodie bags. If you want tickets or more information, simply call Jackie. Jacqueline, I should say, 715-572-7242. That's 715-572-7242 to get tickets. Tickets for adults is only $5. Kids are free. And that $5 ticket is also a coupon for buying EcoEV apparel. That's very cool. So that's happening today. It's finally here, everyone, 2 to 4 at the First Congregational Church. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we've got a annual beef dinner happening at Trinity Lutheran Church, 6412 South Michigan Street in Vesper, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's tomorrow on Sunday. If you have any questions, of course, you can call them at 569-4114, 569-4114. The menu includes beef tips, mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw and whole kernel corn, homemade bread, homemade pie, and desserts. Dine-in or carry-out, adults are 10. Kids 6 to 12 or 5 and under are free. Go and have a good meal and support the Trinity Lutheran Church in Vesper, 6412 South Michigan Street, from 11:30 to 2 tomorrow for their annual beef dinner. More information on community blood drives. Of course, we have another one coming up on Tuesday. Coming up on Monday, the 24th, from 2 to 7 p.m. If you missed the one last Tuesday, here's another chance for you to give some blood. Former East Junior High School Music Room is the place at 311 Lincoln Street in Rapids. Appointments are encouraged. Just call the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, 866-566-5900. That's 866-566-5900. If you fail to schedule, that's okay. Walk-ins are also welcome. And that's happening on Monday. Don't forget, the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. Very important to note. Stays right in the area here. 2 to 7 on Monday, former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. I think we're going to go ahead and take a break right now, a quick commercial break. We'll be back with some more events coming up this week, all throughout the week, some really cool stuff happening, and we want to let you know all about it. So stay tuned, everyone, when we come back, and of course, more of your phone calls, 424-2600 is the number to call here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on this Saturday, April 22nd. Earth Day, everyone. Happy Earth Day. The snow has finally stopped falling here, at least in front of me. Oh, boy. April in Wisconsin. It's a trip, isn't it? Four two four 2600 is the number to call. Get on these airwaves. We've got about 18 minutes left here on the show. So get those calls in here while you still have a chance. Don't forget after this, a shortened version of the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens. And then at 12:30, we've got the Badger Spring football game broadcasting. That's going to be fun, especially all of our football heads out there. You can enjoy that. So before we get back into more of our calendar of events here, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I'd like to offer for sale some, it's a brown tone vinyl gutter. The brand name is Genova. It's the stuff you put on your house to keep the rain from dripping off the edge and stuff like that. I've got 200 lineal feet of gutter and 140 lineal feet of downspout. It's brown. It's a higher capacity feature to the stuff, so it's about $900 brand new, and I'd like to get $300 for it if I could. 715-421-1768.
421-1768.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Some gutter, some siding gutter, if you are interested in that or if you have need of that. He's got some for sale. 421-1768. 421-1768 is the number to call for that. Thanks for the call. Moving on to this week and some events that are going to be taking place in our area. The Southwood County Cultural Coalition is inviting you to attend the Cultural Assets Forum that's coming up this coming Tuesday, April 25th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the McMillan Library, both in the Fine Arts Center and in the All-Purpose Room. This free public event invites attendees to learn about our community's multicultural assets, hear from diverse community panelists, taste cultural foods. Oh man, I love trying new foods. And meet someone new. A multicultural social hour will include a scavenger hunt with a chance to win one of several Quick Trip gas cards. Very cool. All ages are welcome, and limited child care assistance will be available on site. So just to look in this a little bit closer, the agenda is at 6 p.m., a welcome at the Fine Arts Center. At 6:15, a local panel discussion, also in the Fine Arts Center. At 6:55, there will be a break, and then at 7, the social hour and scavenger hunt in the all-purpose room will be taking place as well. Very cool. James talked to Mayor Blazer about this on Wednesday when he was in on Morning Magazine. If you want to check out that discussion, go ahead and log on to civicmedia.us, go to shows, and you will see Morning Magazine there. Look for the podcast with Mayor Blazer, and you'll find out more information about that. It's very cool. A couple of things happening for veterans this coming Wednesday we want to point out. First of all, the American Heroes Cafe is back. That's right. It's April. It's back for the summer. And that's going to be from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, at 340 West Jackson Street. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Refreshments provided at no cost. And don't forget, every first Monday of the month after the kitchen is open on the morning show, our friend Bill Heck comes in with a veterans update. Great having Bill coming in again and talking about all these wonderful opportunities for veterans and for your ability to help veterans. And that's also very, very important. If you have any questions about that, you can contact Bill at 262-496-3198. 262-496-3198. Any questions about that or VFW, Vietnam Veterans Organizations, he will be glad to answer those questions for you. Also happening on this coming Wednesday, another important event happening in the lives of Wisconsin veterans. It's Veterans Day at the Capitol. All veterans and their supporters are welcome. You do not need to be the member of any organization like the Legion or VFW. You just have to be a veteran and go ahead or be a supporter of veterans, and you can participate in this as well. Topics will include a Wisconsin Vet Property Tax Credit Eligibility Expansion. Very cool. Funding for UWMIA Recovery Project. Lower five-year residency requirement for tuition remission program. Also, reduced fees at all DNR sporting licenses. These are some of the benefits as a veteran you are entitled to. So make sure you find out all about all these great benefits. There's a free attendee lunch from 10 with coffee starting at 10, and then lunch at 11. That's at Monona Terrace at 1 John Nolan Drive in Madison, free parking. There will be a veterans procession to the Capitol at 11:40 and a rally at the Capitol between 12 and 1 p.m. at the first floor rotunda. Very cool. If you'd like to register, go to bit.ly/VDATC. That's bit.ly/VDATC. If you have more questions or you want to sign up, there will be a bus going from here. If you want to jump on the bus, you can talk to Daryl at 715-252-9197. That's 252-9197 if you want to join in the bus ride to Madison to attend this wonderful event. To give more information there as well. Very, very cool for our veterans and a great way for them to learn about the benefits they have coming to them. Also on Wednesday, like every Wednesday, the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 is offering their bingo. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. If you have any questions about this, if you're interested in maybe joining the Elks, they're in a membership drive right now. 715-423-1930. 423-1930 is the number to call. Any questions about their fish fries, any questions about bingo, joining the Elks, and all the great things they do for veterans and students and just the community in general, go ahead and contact them. A couple of more blood drives, happening this week. Two of them are on Thursday, so we want to point those out for you. At the University of Stevens Point, the UC Center at 1015 Reserve Street, they will be having a American Red Cross blood drive from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's in Stevens Point on Thursday. In town here on Thursday, we have the Versity has a blood drive, Hope Springs Eternal, and that's happening on the 27th, this Thursday, from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South in Rapids. It's going to be in the lower level. Don't worry, there is an elevator there to help you get down there if you need it. Appointments are preferred. Call 877-232-4376, 877-232-4376, or visit versity.org and type in WY, and you'll find out where their blood drives in Wisconsin are. It's helped save lives, and also because it's Earth Month, saving the planet, all donors with a valid email who complete a redemption form will receive a link and a tree ID planted in honor of their donation. That's very, very cool. You can get more information about that at versity.org/one tree. Our good friends at Versity, of course, set up blood drives all around the area, and we want to give them a big shout-out for organizing this one at the Moravian Church. On Thursday, like on every Thursday, we have the Neighborhood Table. We'll be providing their meals at 2321 West Grand Avenue from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Of course, our friends at Focus put that on, all the great stuff they do in the community. Always looking for volunteers there, too, if you want to help out at 2321 West Grand Avenue. That's where all of their stuff is right now. From 4:30 to 6 on Thursday, however, there will be the Neighborhood Table meal taking place. Final break here, everyone. We're going to get into some stuff for next weekend, and when we come back here briefly to wrap up the show here on Over the Back Fence for this April 22nd. Thanks for all the calls. We could use more. If you still have something you want to try to sell or something you're looking for, you still have a few minutes left, call 424-2600. Yes, this for Over the Back Fence on Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody. Few more minutes left here of the hour before we have to turn it over to Charlie Behrens. So word up to everyone out there. Thanks for all the phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to get back on these airwaves. Do appreciate all the calls we get on Over the Back Fence. This show is all about you guys. That's what it is all about. Before we get into our last couple of items I want to talk about on our calendar here, just another big shout out to our sponsors, Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services. Go ahead and request a no-cost consultation. You can call them up at 715-424-4101. You can go to their website, jca-insurance.com. You can get some great information on health, life insurance, Medicare. If you need some more information on that, they are more than willing to give you a hand on that. We do appreciate, of course, them sponsoring Over the Back Fence, such a great local show. Local sponsor, local show. That is what we are all about here at WFHR and WIRI. Keep that in mind, everyone. This is your community radio station. That's what we're trying to do here. So we want all the shows that we produce locally, like Over the Back Fence. We love the fact that they're sponsored. We love our sponsors, the fact they're local businesses that are supporting us, a local business as well. That's great. Speaking of supporting local, we have some theaters. Stuff coming up here. We want everyone to know about that next week, the Lincoln High School Theater and Music Departments are presenting Nickelodeon's The SpongeBob Musical. Songs by a whole bunch of... Now, this is interesting. Because I'm a music guy, I kind of got to bring this up about the songs were written by a bunch of artists that you might have heard of, like, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry of Aerosmith. You've got The Flaming Lips. You've got Lady A. You've got Edwin Sharp and the Magnetic Zero. Cyndi Lauper, John Legend, Panic at the Disco. They all wrote songs. My favorite group, They Might Be Giants. Additional songs by David Bowie, Tom Kenny and Andy Paley. Additional lyrics by Jonathan Colton. I don't know if you've heard Jonathan. He's a fabulous lyricist, very funny, perfect for this. This is going to be a fabulous show. Again, if you missed it on Friday, James had some of the cast and crew on Morning Magazine. Once again, civicmedia.us. Go to shows, click on Morning Magazine, find the one with SpongeBob, the musical on there, and listen to these great kids. Oh, man, they've done such a great job with it, and they're fun to listen to as well. James made the comment, I don't think I would have been able to do that when I was their age. And I know I wouldn't have. So check it out. Listen to what they have to say about their experiences in the show. If you want to go, and I'm sure you do, Thursday, April 27th, 6:30 p.m. will be the premiere performance. Then on Friday and on Saturday, the 28th and the 29th, 7:30 p.m. performances. And then on Sunday, a matinee, that's on April 30th at 2 p.m. Tickets are available for $15. If you're a student with an ID, it's only $10. You can get your tickets online at showtix4u.com. Showtix, T-I-X, the number 4, the letter U, for showtix4u.com, or you can buy them at the door. Of course, this will all be taking place at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. For more information, give them a call, 424-6763, 424-6763. We love supporting local theater. It's always a fun time. One more thing to touch on here as we wrap up the show. The Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk will be happening next Saturday, April 29th at 9 a.m. I do want to touch on this because it will have started before this show is on the air. It's going to be starting at the Centralia Center in Wisconsin Rapids. This is all about child abuse prevention. Sponsored by the Wood County Human Services Department and the South Wood County YMCA. Become a part of this beloved event that rolls along the Wisconsin River. Proceeds benefit the Wood County Human Services Department Child Abuse Prevention Initiatives and Community Services at the SWC YMCA. You can register at the following link, runtherapids.itsyourrace.com, runtherapids.itsyourrace.com. That is how you can register for this fabulous event. Kids Dash starts at 8:30. The 5K starts at 9. Awards and refreshments to follow. Once again, sponsored by the Wood County Human Services Department and our good friends over at the Y. For more information, call 818-6012, 818-6012, or you can email our good friend Matt Zakowski at Zakowski, at Z-A-K-O-W-S-K-I, at SWCYMCA.org. Another show that this was another event that was promoted on Morning Magazine. So lots to listen to. If you didn't catch them this week, go to Morning Magazine on civicmedia.us/shows. Click on that. There's a lot of great information. And again, another local show here. You're not going to get anywhere else. The information that we are able to put out on these airwaves is so, so very important. And that's why we're here. Once again, we are here to get all that local information out there. All of our shows, The Morning Show, Morning Magazine, Over the Back Fence, even our entertainment shows, Seth Faces the Music, The Polka Show, Director's Cut, all of that stuff. This is all locally produced. And this is why we feel this is for you. This is for our listeners. Best listeners in radio, like James likes to say all the time, we appreciate you. And we love the fact that you respond to all of our local content and our local events, which is what we do here on Over the Back Fence. Thank you, everyone, once again, for calling up today. You made the show go by so quick. We've got a shortened version of Charlie Barron's coming up next. Then at 12:30, spring football, the Badgers will be playing against themselves, which is always funny to me. Thanks once again, everyone, for participating in the show, for listening. Another shout-out to Jeff Clark and Associates, the sponsor, and we will see you again next week.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.